morning. It is 10:47 here on 980 WCAP, and you are tuning into the final segment this week of Chamber Chat. I'm Danielle McFadden, President of the Chamber, joined by...
Cameron Bergeron, Vice President.
And we have Sue Zachary here from the Merrimack Valley Food Bank.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Long time no see.
I know.
We were in a meeting this morning together.
I just can't get enough of you.
We just can't get enough of you.
Well,
always good to see you and to
you
hear
too.
What's going on at the food bank.
Yes, yes. It's an exciting time of the year, as you know, you can probably guess, for the food bank. We're gearing up for our Gobble Up Hunger 365 campaign. So
you added 365. Let's talk about the Gobble Up Hunger 365.
Well, it's a campaign to raise awareness about hunger in our community, obviously. And with your help, we won't only be providing the traditional Thanksgiving meal for a family, but meals for them throughout the year.
So important.
It is.
You're just not hungry at Thanksgiving.
Mm-mm. A $20 donation provides food for 5 meals.
We'll have the traditional
Thanksgiving meal, and we can feed them the rest of the week as well.
And can people donate online?
Yes, they can.
Okay,
there's
that's so
a
important.
Donate online, absolutely. There's so many ways to donate. You know, we can we offer businesses and companies opportunities to do food drives within their organization, which is always a great help. Also, they can drop off frozen and fresh turkeys at the food bank if they would like, and monetary donations are greatly appreciated. Also, supermarket gift cards.
Great.
So yeah, so many ways those are always handy.
And if you drop off a turkey, it's good to do it soon. You don't want to do it the week of Thanksgiving because the turkeys will already be...
They're already out the door.
Yes.
No, we have to get them out to all the different food pantries and different, you know, organizations, and, you know, also to our own clients that we have through our mobile pantry. So, no, those turkeys... I don't think they fly,
soon.
But they fly off our shelves.
Yeah.
Yes.
And oftentimes people will think of donating during the holidays, but I love that you're doing a 365 campaign because people...
Hunger doesn't just have... You know, it's just not on the holidays. It's all the time. It doesn't take a break. So.
It doesn't take a vacation either.
No, it doesn't. No, it's true. And, you know, there. If you want, they can go to get a list of the most needed items, or the most needed items for a traditional turkey Thanksgiving dinner, can go to our website at mvfb.org, and all that information is right there on the website.
It is a great website.
Oh, thank you.
For anything that you need to find. It's easy to navigate and has a ton of information on there.
Well, thank you. We're trying.
What else do you have on the calendar?
We also have, we partner up with a lot of different members in the community, and we are partnering up with the Riverhawks once again. They are always so great to us, setting up tables and letting us have an opportunity to bring that awareness to people. But they have a great game coming up against Notre Dame.
Exciting.
So they're not only fighting the Fighting Irish, but they're going to help us fight hunger as well. So that's going to be on Saturday, November 20th at 7 p.m. at the Sangha Center. We will be collecting non-perishable food items right there. And also, again, monetary donations, supermarket gift cards, so important. So if you're coming out to support the Riverhawks and see them play a great school like Notre Dame, because UMass Lowell is a great school in and of itself, but when you get them both out there for a hockey game, it's great. So we'd love to fill the baskets with non-perishable food items. It would be an amazing opportunity for us. So
a great thing to do the week leading up to Thanksgiving as well.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. And so that's really wonderful of them, and we're so thrilled.
What I love about the food bank is there's so many options to donate and volunteer, and it's great if you have kids because you can start teaching them about volunteering and giving back.
Right, absolutely. And I did that with my own, and I'm sure, you know, you will soon enough. But yeah, you know, even just with our pantry raids that we do in the fall and the spring, I think that's a great opportunity for families to get involved together, you know, dropping off those bags on the doorsteps and then going back and seeing how generous their neighbors can be and filling them. And they get that idea of where that food's going and why it's needed. So
absolutely.
It's a great opportunity to teach.
And you collect tons.
We do. Tons and tons, which is wonderful. And it's, you know, everybody's so generous, and we appreciate that. We also have another sponsor partnering in the community. We're partnering with Showcase Cinemas.
Ooh.
Yeah, once again, they are the Saturdays between Thanksgiving and Christmas. They're going to be offering Saturdays at, I believe it's 10 a.m., They're going to have different holiday classic movies, and you get to go see them up on the big screen. We all see them on TV, or, you know, we have our DVDs and such. But to go see it in the cinema the way it was originally intended, it's just so nice. And, you know, a quiet morning is a wonderful thing. So, if you would like, Showcase Cinema in Lowell, bring a non-perishable food item, and you can see a classic movie starting on Saturday, November 28th, and they're kicking it off with Miracle on 34th Street.
That's my favorite.
Everybody's got a favorite, so there you go.
I do. It's my all-time favorite movie.
I do absolutely love it, too. So that one is on the 28th, and December 5th is The Christmas Story. The 12th of December is It's a Wonderful Life. And finishing it up on 12/19 would be one of my most favorites. I don't think I could have a favorite, but White Christmas.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So just bring a non-perishable food item, and you get to go see this movie for free.
That's so great.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, opportunity for your kids.
Everybody's got great ideas and different ways to help us. So, you know, we're so appreciative for everything and anything. It's just everything is a big help.
Yeah,
and bring at least one perishable item per person.
Yes.
And not one per family.
No, that's true.
Let's
absolutely
really help out here.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling that you and your kids are going to be going Thanksgiving weekend because Caroline seems like the type of young lady who would like seeing a classic film in the theater.
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. And hopefully she'll be home long enough to enjoy that with me.
Oh, yeah, because hockey season.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it gets pretty busy.
It is. So, yeah.
There's just so much happening at the food bank. And then other than that, you have two huge events that you do every year. You have the golf tournament and Grape Expectations.
Yeah, we're just, you know, finally wrapping up from the golf tournament. We had a huge golf tournament this year and, you know, another resounding success. And, we're already gearing up for Grape Expectations. And I will tell everybody the date right now. And I should have told our Mexican restaurant a few minutes ago, but it's going to be at Lenzi's again this year, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. So we are combining.
You should see if they can get the mariachi band.
Yes. Oh, that would be so much fun because we would love to make a combination of, you know, our Grape Expectations and also, you know, combining Cinco de Mayo. We're coming up with some ideas and
that's perfect.
Yes, and we are also gearing up, as Danielle knows, and I'm. Karen probably does as well. January will kick off our 25th year with the food bank. So we're gearing up for the 25th year and, you know, look for various events throughout the year, different ones than that what we've just had in our traditional events. And we want to just celebrate the 25 years and continue the momentum.
That's amazing. 25 years.
I know.
It is. If every family out there just donates $25 in honor of 25 years.
That might be one of our ideas.
Yes.
There you go. 25 for 25.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be doing an annual appeal as well this year?
Yes, we are. And we're just getting that out. So people should be receiving it in their mailboxes probably mid-November.
Great.
Yes.
That's a nice thing to do if you have somebody that's impossible to buy for, has everything that they could ever need or want, making a donation in somebody's name.
I love that idea. You know, it's like, you know what, I've got enough things, so could you make a donation in my name? Exactly. Or for a loved one that has passed on. Mm-hmm. There's so many different ways. And, you know, it's just that nice end of the year. You start thinking about the different organizations, and if people would keep us in mind, we'd be greatly appreciative.
Absolutely. And for those people who don't know what the food bank is, some people are confused and think that you're a food pantry. Can you tell the difference between that, please?
Yeah, we are a distribution center. We are a warehouse on Broadway. And what we do is we have the different food pantries and soup kitchens, different ministries come in and they shop in our warehouse. They come in and receive the USDA and the MIFA food and also the donated food from people. So they come in and we don't see the individual families necessarily, that we're the middleman in between.
And it's so much less expensive for them to get the food, the donated food through you versus,
absolutely,
what is it, like 16 cents a pound?
16 cents a pound. And we would like to get that down to, you know, free. But, you know, the 16 cents is really just covering the cost of us, you know, moving it around and, you know, administrative kind of.
Yeah, and the staff is constantly growing at the food bank, which is exciting, but it also shows that there's a need. And
right.
And ideally you'd have no staff because there'd be no need. But
right.
that's not feasible.
Double-edged sword.
It is. It definitely is.
Yeah. But, we serve lots of communities as
we
well.
We do. We're serving about 47 different communities right now. So, yeah. And
that
we have about 135 members that shop with us.
That's
yeah.
Amazing.
And we have 3 shopping days a week.
Amazing.
Yeah. With plenty of opportunities to volunteer. And we're so blessed. We get so many volunteers. And actually, that's why Debbie couldn't join me this morning, because she had a volunteer group coming in to help out. So
good problem to have.
Yes.
It is.
So we have about a minute left. Could you give all the information about the food bank, how they can contact you, and then again gobble up
right
hunger?
They can contact us. Well, first of all, they can go to our website. It has all the information that they could ever need. MVFB.org, and they can also call us at 978-454-7272. And we're on Broadway, as I said, at 735 Broadway, right here in down in Lowell, in the Acre section. And we have the Gobble Up Hunger campaign. $20 will feed 5 meals to a family. So please give as generously as possible at this time of year and throughout the year, because it's Gobble Up Hunger 365.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, and thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
And thank you for tuning into Chamber Chat today. We have our YouTube Video Award voting happening right now in the food bank.
Vote for the food bank.
So the food bank has submitted a video. We have 13 great videos. Voting ends on Sunday night, so if you can go to our website at greaterlowellchamber.org and cast your vote for your favorite video, we would greatly appreciate it. And we have almost 600 votes at this point. So.
And they can go to the food bank website and also find ours there and vote as well.
There we go.
While they're donating.
Or to our Facebook page.
Yeah. While they're donating.
And thank you for tuning in to Chamber Chat on 980 WCAP, where
everybody gets it.